Shedrick Muhammad.
Nobel laureate Eleanor Ostrom.
Eleanor Ostrom, an American professor who developed ways to manage common property, is the first woman to win the Nobel Prize for Economics. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences awarded Ostrom half of the $1.4 million prize, with the other half going to Oliver Williamson, a retired professor at the University of California, recognized for his analysis of conflict resolution by firms and markets.
What a way to start a Monday morning.
Ostrom, considered as much as a 50-to-1 long shot to win the award, spoke from Indiana University.
I think we're entering a new, we've already entered a new era, and we recognize that women have the capabilities of doing great scientific work. And yes, I appreciate that this is an honor to be the first woman, but I won't be the last.
Ostrom defied conventional wisdom with studies that showed that user-managed properties, such as community fish stocks or woodland areas, could be better run than standard theories predicted.
I'm not denigrating that that officials can do something very positive. But what we have ignored is what citizens can do and the importance of real involvement of the people involved, as opposed to just having somebody in Washington or at far, far distant make a rule.
The Academy said Ostrom and Williamson's work helped explain that economic analysis can shed light on most forms of social organization. John Decker, Reuters.
Ooh, that is such a big subject. I think I'm going to blog. I think my next blog, inshallah, Friday, will be on one of the Nobel Prize winners, why their work is so important. Social organization. Maybe I'll put the camera on me. The key to understanding where the value and where I think black Marxists or students of E. Franklin Frazier and Dr. Manning Marable have gone to an extreme is they don't see the business organization as a form of social organization or as a social institution. So one of the Nobel laureates did unique work. Now, in my book, volume one, I was actually nervous about a couple chapters. One of them was chapter four, which is the secret of capital in the business firm. But the Nobel Prize being given to someone who's done a lot of work on the theory of the business firm was confirmation for me that it was appropriate for me to put that subject in the book. I was a little nervous about putting that in the book because I didn't know if people would understand or appreciate it in light of this debate that we've had. But a business firm to me is not an organization that's set up just to pursue profits. It is, to me, it's the ultimate act of, it's a society. It's a social institution where people demonstrate unity at a very high level. So one of the elements of the science of business is understanding that a business organization is actually a vehicle to demonstrate unity. And I'm not just saying esprit de corps, unity in terms of objective and spirit, but also unity in terms of specialization of labor, like parts of the body. That's really what an economy is. It's the perfect marriage of different forms of capital. Man, that's heavy. So maybe Friday I'll go a little bit deeper, but volume one of my book, The Entrepreneurial Secret, I talk about capital in the business firm. Let me read your comments. I've been negligent. Cameron from Paterson, New Jersey, is in the building. So get ready for some pithy wisdom. Cam says, congratulations on the release of your books. I will be ordering all three this week. I'm riding with you today, and your Def Jam analysis is sharp and on point. Thank you. very much. Anthony D. Muhammad, Brother Anthony D. Muhammad from Ellenwood, Georgia. He says, peace, Brother Cedric. Yes, Elton Brand did indeed call Jared Jeffries soft. I guess Jeffries wasn't there during the Bob Knight era for him to be toughened up. Now, last night, I did not watch the 76ers preseason game, but I read Elton Brand's lips before I did the show today. He said, yo, dude, come on. You saw. I loved it. Cam from Paterson, New Jersey, he says, I like the fact that you are making the distinction between power and prestige. While there is a power associated with being a celebrity, it centers itself around a perception that others have of the person, while being the scenes or being the behind the scenes power is based on ability and function. Damn. Cameron says, while there is power associated with being a celebrity, it centers itself around a perception that others have of the person, while being a behind-the-scenes power is based on ability and function. And those were the differences between Lior Cohen and Russell Simmons. Now, let me go further with that, because Russell Simmons actually told me, and he mentions it in his book, I believe, that he was tired of being the most popular and the poorest person in the room at the same time. Like, he would go to all these parties. Donald Trump would be there. Russell was tired of being the most sought after. Everybody wanted to meet him, talk to him. He's the most popular person, but he told me he was also the poorest person in the room. Food for thought. Those of you that want to be flamboyant. He says, Jimmy Iovine has been cutting deals like this for artists for a minute. It is good that you're pointing out the fact that Dr. Dre is being used to help promote the Beats product line. It shows how much they need him to be the face, just as Russell was the face for Def Jam, to make the entire thing work. Yeah, Jimmy Iovine is the one. Jimmy Iovine is a lot like Lior Cohen was. He's the one that you send to the multinational corporation. I don't know if I ever told this story. Maybe I shouldn't. Let me check this real quick, running through the censorship. Okay, I'll tell part of the story. Lior Cohen, it was me, Mook, and Method Man. We were at a meeting with Lior Cohen at Def Jam, and Lior Cohen was explaining what it was like to deal with the people at PolyGram. He called them the Beast. And he was explaining to us that we really didn't want to see the Beast. We didn't really want to deal with the Germans. The folks at PolyGram. He would do that. So Jimmy Iovine is like that. He's the one that deals with the Beast. And then he cuts, while he's sitting down with the Beast, he's cutting deals, promising to deliver artists like Dr. Dre, Eminem. Because the artists always will run around and say of people like Lior and Jimmy Iovine, oh, that's my man. Oh, Jimmy, that's my man. He gonna get me some business. So Cam has read this absolutely right. Mark, my brother from another mother in D.C., he says, peace, Brother Said. Thanks for digging deep on this question. One point I would love for you to speak on would be the difference between the concept of a market society, the USA being one of the best examples, except for government bailing out of private capitalists, and a society with markets, which is more common in other nations who have decided that not all aspects of society, like healthcare, education, or food, can be governed by the market in the context of a capitalist economic framework for a society. Okay, so Mark would like for me to build on the difference between a market society like the USA and a society that has markets or with markets. Okay, I'm going to do that. He says, brother, you are speaking like our ancestor Tupac Shakur, who often built with his mom, a former Black Panther, on how to inspire the progressive, progressive the Panthers were. So he's saying, you are speaking like our ancestor Tupac Shakur. That's right. If I can't read something right, if I mess it up, I will reread it until I get it right. You just had to be here. You had to sit and wait until I stop messing up. Mark says, brother, you speak like our ancestor Tupac Shakur, who often built with his mom, a former Black Panther, on the subject of how, in spite of how progressive the Black Panthers were on many issues of concrete value to the people of the community, like food, education, and protection, their inability to also embrace an economic paradigm beyond the communist, socialist versus capitalism model was a critical weakness, which we to this day still challenge in the development of our communities. Maurice from Philly. Maurice, you like my hat? Are you feeling my hat, my brother? I wear this in honor of Brother Raul Ibanez, Brother Jason Worth, Brother Charles Emmanuel, Brother Ryan Howard, my main brother, Brad Lidge. Anybody got a problem with me calling Jason Worth my brother? Anyway, Maurice from Philly says, P said, the Asians are starting to infiltrate the black barbershop market, just like the Dominicans are taking over the salons in Philly. They have a 24-hour barbershop in certain parts of the city. It's going to be some time before they take over. Wow. I want to talk about Chinatown. Right, you need to leave the capitalism and the communist stuff alone and start looking at the Chinese. All right, let's get to Shark Tank. I'm yapping. We cover a lot of ground on this show. I don't know where my Shark Tank people are. Again, I insist on everybody watching Shark Tank. It is the only program that I will tweet during. So there was a doctor, I guess, veterinarian of some kind, promoting some dog food. I want to use him to make a couple points about business. Listen up, if you have any feedback, you watched the show last night. Let's get into this Shark Tank last night.
Next in is Dr. Jeffrey Broderick and his daughter Christina with a product inspired by their love for animals.
I'm Dr. Jeffrey Broderick. This is my daughter Christina Broderick and our company is Cornucopia Express. I've been a veterinarian for over 40 years. This is a family practice. My wife is a registered nurse.
Looks a little red in the gums.
My other daughter, Michelle, works here every day. My entire life and career has been dedicated to helping animals.
What?
Oh, I know. I created these very special products which protect the animal against disease.
Currently, our products are being sold at my father's animal hospital in Huntington, New York, and online. But I will be taking this product nationally once we get the money from the sharks.
I hope and I know the sharks are going to realize how important this is and what a difference this is going to make to the pet population of this world.
I'm Christina Broderick, and this is my father, Dr. Jeffrey Broderick, and this is Casey. Our company is Cornucopia Express, and our products are Superfood and Phytofood, which are probiotics for dogs and cats. We are asking for $300,000 for 15% of our company.
I developed these products to extend the lives of pets by 50%. These products save people and pet owners tremendous amounts of money by keeping their pet healthy and disease-free.
Jeffrey, did you say you extend the life of pets by 50%?
Yes, 50%.
Is Casey 28 years old?
Not yet,
but Casey will live to be over 18.
How long does an unusual Casey live?
The average dog in the United States dies at 10.
Jeffrey, can I see the food?
Sure.
And can I see Casey?
Of course.
I want to see if he's going to eat it. Hey, baby. Here, Casey.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. You want to see if a dog likes it?
Doc, how long have you been giving this product to your patients?
Over a quarter of a century.
Wait a minute. Why are we feeding that to a dog? What about me?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Will it work on people?
This is human grade. People can eat this. He does.
I make a smoothie every morning and I dump it in the smoothie. You put this in your food, you'll be around to play with all the money that you're making.
What is it, a supplement that put into the pet food?
It's a supplement that makes the food wild again. It brings nature back into the food.
Brings the food wild again. I love that. Does it taste good?
Take a taste.
Yeah,
like, have a bite.
Like, am I going to live forever if I eat that?
You might.
Can I hold the dog?
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, that stinks.
Don't do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I hold the dog now?
Right. Not bad. Bring one of those over here, please.
What does it taste like?
You know, it's a little funky, but
what's in it, Jeffrey?
There are antioxidants, and there are all kinds of herbs from all over the world.
How did you come up with this?
I have researched in the last 40 years all over the world to bring this to fruition. They come from the longest living people on the planet. In Asia and Siberia, I found during this research that their pets outlive other pets tremendously.
Is there something proprietary about this, or can you patent this? I'm not even certain.
We didn't patent it because if you make out a patent, you got to disclose everything that's in it. And we don't want to make it so that it can be duplicated. And people have tried to duplicate it, and they cannot.
Can you make the claim that Fluffy lasts 50% longer, or do you have to back that up with clinical data?
Well, it's my observation over 40 years. This cat is Rocky.
But Jeffrey...
Rocky's 24 years old, lives in Colorado.
24?
Jeffrey, hang on a sec. I just want to be very clear, because I want to see if this is a fun idea or if there is an element of...
quackery? Are you suggesting that, Robert?
Well, snake
oil
salesman about it. Why do animals die? They die and they pass away for the same reasons as human beings.
They die of heart disease, kidney disease, liver disease, cancer.
Right. Are you saying, very simple, that your product cures disease and cancer in pets?
I'm saying that I haven't had a case of cancer in my hospital since I can remember.
Dr. Broderick, I'm sure you believe that, but in my world, the Federal Trade Commission will make you prove that.
Do you have proof?
I've been a veterinary surgeon for over 40 years. In that 40 years, I have seen every disease imaginable vanish from my practice.
There's only two kinds of people that make this kind of claim. There are people who truly believe it and are ignorant because they don't know any better. And then there are people who make him because they're slick con men trying to take advantage of people's desires and needs.
Or there's a vet that's had experience feeding this to dogs that have lasted a long time. Is he in that category? Maybe his claim is true, Robert.
I find it almost offensive that he's claiming he can beat cancer for people's pets.
He didn't say beat cancer. Did you say beat cancer?
No, not beat, not cure, prevent.
But Jeffrey, you realize that in a society where 50% of all of us will probably get cancer in our older age, why I'm being very skeptical about your fantastic claim. Jeffrey, you realize that in a society where 50% of all of us will probably get cancer in our older age, why I'm being very skeptical about your fantastic claim.
Of course you're being skeptical, because you were led to believe that you're going to die of cancer or heart disease.
And you've discovered the ability for me not to do that by taking this.
Exactly. I discovered the ability for me not to get it, for you not to get it, and your pet not to
get
it.
Jeffrey, if that's true, why the hell are we selling pet food? Why aren't you in a real hospital getting funding from people and saving humankind?
Maybe.
Why are we wasting our time selling pet food when you can cure cancer?
Because the animals are my children. That's why.
I know.
Dr. Broderick, you need documentation, you need clinical studies. It really doesn't matter if you believe it or I believe it. Once you come into a national type advertising situation, you're not going to be able to make those claims. There is no pet food store that will let you put on this label the things that you've said here tonight. And on that note, I'm out.
I think you're totally credible, but you don't have the proof. And for that, it's something I just could not put my money in, so I'm out.
Dr. Jeffrey and Christina, I lost both of my dogs after 13 years. I lost them last year. But I can't let the strings of my heart make this decision. I am out.
I personally believe your story. The challenge is marketing this stuff. All we can say is this stuff looks like it works, but we can't make the claim because there's no study supporting it. For that reason, I'm out.
Take it home for your pet, because you'll see what happens.
Thank you, Doctor.
Preventing is one thing. We never said we cured cancer, but this is what, you know, some people were hearing.
Guys, what were you doing there? The guy's telling you he can prevent cancer.
He didn't say that.
He didn't say that, Robert.
His experience said he had less sickness in his practice. It's either a fact or it isn't.
Let me talk to you Yankees fans. I'm spitting it right in your face over a Donald Byrd beat. Look at my hat. Get a look at that P. Maurice from Philly says it's certifiable. Raul Ibanez. Raul. Any of you Yankees fans that want to start right now, we can get it going early. You all don't want any parts of the real murderers, bro. J-Roll. Chase Utley. Ryan Howard, Jason Wirth. You know what it is. I'm not at all worried about Manny Ramirez. And my father is from Brooklyn, so he claims the LA Dodgers. I'm not even worried about talking to my dad. I'm going to go right to you Yankees fans. Now, let me talk about this entrepreneur. I believe he needs to write a book. The veterinarian needs to write a book in order to not just substantiate his claims, because I don't think any form of naturopathic or alternative medicine can ever be satisfied to the specs of the FDA or the FCC or FTC. And I actually think that those government agencies actually go to war. They're not here to let any emerging alternative form of anything break through. But if he would write a book and just chronicle his story and stop being greedy trying to get a patent on this herbal formula, just let the ingredients be known, he would position himself as the expert in alternative diets for food for dogs. Later, sometimes people get a little too crazy with ownership. 100% of nothing is nothing. This man has 100% of nothing right now. Give up the patent, man. Later for all of that. Write a book. You've been on Shark Tank now. People will buy the book. Tell the story of how you did the research. You went to Siberia and whatever you did. You saw how animals live longer. Give out the formula. People will say, well, look, I don't want to put the formula together. Can you put it together? This guy is blowing it. He's trying to be a capitalist and a communist at the same time. That equals hustling backwards. Let's go to another entrepreneur. This is the the big and lovely, what do you call it? Voluptuous women. I forget the terminology. The big boned, healthy women clothing market. Then I want to talk about the Holy Day of Atonement. And perhaps could the anniversary of the Million Man March, or the theme that Minister Farrakhan is speaking on, could this be a way for us to reconcile these different views on economics? Can the minister be the functionary? Can he be the convener of the synthesis, I guess, of all of these different schools of thought that we have? And I want to talk about Chinatown in a minute. I didn't know that the Asians and the Dominicans were taking over the black barbershop market.
I don't have a ring.
No, but you did last week.
Ah. So you noticed.
Bad husband.
Yes. Yes, I was a bad husband, and she was a even worse wife, which is why we're divorced now. It's over.
Now you're looking for something else, huh? Something as different from her as you can find. Something close to impossible. We're done.
Till next week.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Yeah?
Yes?
I was wondering if maybe you wanted to have a conversation sooner than next week. Maybe, inshallah, later this afternoon, if that wouldn't make you uncomfortable.
Well, for you and me, to be able to do that, first we would have to have a conversation about the proper way to have a conversation.
Cedric Muhammad. Thank you.